وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير، بارك الله فيك. حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب، as always, for the beautiful du'as you make for us and for the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر في الكتاب إدريس إنه كان صديقا نبيا ورفعناه مكانا عليا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness to Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we're going to, honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we're going to be discussing with you the story of Hazrat Idris alayhi salam and Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Now Hazrat Idris alayhi salam is mentioned in just two places in the Noble Quran, in Surah Maryam and Surah Anbiya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Maryam, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. Make mention of Idris in the book. He was truthful, a prophet. We raised him to a lofty position. He was elevated to a very lofty position in his proximity and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Anbiya, وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِدْرِيسَ وَذَا الْكِفْلِ كُلٌّ مِّنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Ismail and Idris and Zulkifl alayhi salam, all were from among the patient ones. The teachings and wisdoms of Hazrat Idris alayhi salam. Now apart from conveying the religion of Allah ta'ala, Hazrat Idris alayhi salam taught the methods and ways of running cities, city life, and civilization. He gathered students from each level of society and taught them the principles and laws of governing cities. When these students qualified and became experts, they returned to their respective tribes who inhabited cities and towns in urban areas. These cities numbered about 200, the smallest of which was Raha. Hazrat Idris alayhi salam taught other sciences to the students, including philosophy and astronomy. So this was a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even administrative affairs of this world were taught to the Anbiya. So Hazrat Idris alayhi salam was the first person to initiate philosophy and astronomy. Allah ta'ala taught him about the composition of the cosmos, the points of joining and separation of the stars, and the underlying reason behind the mutual attraction. Allah Ta'ala also made him a scholar of mathematics. Had Allah Ta'ala not allowed him to discover these sciences, human temperament would not have been able to fathom them. So Hazrat Idris alayhi salam laid down special rules and regulations for different groups and nations in accordance with what was most suitable for them. He divided the world into four sections and appointed a governor for each section. Each governor was responsible for the political administration and organization of each section. He made it incumbent on each one to ensure the laws of the Sharia ruled supreme in every matter. Now, the essence of Idris's alayhi salam's teachings are as follows. Number one, and this was what the Anbiya alayhi salam all propagated: belief in Allah Ta'ala and His oneness. To worship none other than the Creator of the universe. To make good deeds a shield against the punishment of the hereafter. To turn one's attention away from the world and to be mindful of justice and equity in every matter. to worship Allah Ta'ala in the prescribed manner, to remain pure and clean, to keep fast during the Ayyam Ibid, that is the 13th, 14th and 15th of the lunar month, to wage jihad against the enemies of Islam, to pay zakah, and that's a compulsory charity, to be very particular about abstaining from filthy things, dogs and pigs, to abstain from every intoxicant, acting under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's instruction. He set aside certain days in the year as days of Eid and made it compulsory to fulfill vows and sacrifices during special days. Some of these used to be observed upon the sighting of the crescent. Others were observed when the sun entered the sign of the zodiac, when planets entered their sign of honor, and others when some planets came in line with other planets. This was just specific to various times of the year. So Hazrat Idris alayhi salam, let's speak about his physical appearance and the imprint on his ring. Hazrat Idris alayhi salam had a wheat color complexion and he was tall. He had a little hair on his head, was very handsome and fine looking. He had a dense beard and there was elegance in his complexion and facial features. He had strong arms, wide shoulders, strong bones, lean and blackish and sparkling eyes. He was deferential in his speech, liked to remain silent, composed and reserved. He would lower his gaze when he walked, always in thought and reflection. He would become extremely angry when the occasion demanded it, and was in the habit of constantly pointing with his index finger when speaking. Hazrat Idris alayhi salam lived to the age of 82. His ring had the following imprinted on it: As-sabru ma'al imani billah yurithu al-zafar. Patience accompanied with iman in Allah Ta'ala is a cause of victory. The following was written on the girdle which was tied around his back: Al-A'yadu fi hifzi al-furud wa al-shari'atu min tamam al-deen wa tamam al-deen kamal al-muruwa. True occasions of Eid and joy are experienced when the compulsory duties are fulfilled. One of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the true day of Eid is when a person reflects on that day of his in which he committed no sins. So Idris alayhi salam said, true occasions of Eid are experienced when the compulsory duties are fulfilled. Perfection in deen is dependent on following the sharia. Perfection in muruwa, a sense of honor, ensures perfection in deen. The following used to be written on the girdle which he used to wear at the time of janazah salah: As-sa'idu man nazara li nafsih wa shafa'atuhu 'inda rabbih al-a'mal as-salihah. A fortunate person is he who is watchful over his own self. A person's good deeds are his intercessors before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A fortunate person is he who is watchful of his own self. Each one must keep a gaze on himself. Today we tend to look at the faults of others. You know, we can try and judge other people, etc. But we don't care to judge ourselves. It's very, very important to look into our lives every day and reflect on ourselves in what we are doing. And he also said, a person's good deeds are his intercessors before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How true, and this is endorsed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the noble Quran, that your prayers will become an intercessor, that the Quran in Majid will become an intercessor. Various actions of a mu'min will intercede on his behalf. And the greatest intercession is the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is why we must hold Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very near and dear to our hearts. And not a day must go by in our lives where we do not send durood and salutations on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had it not been for our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would have been wandering, you know, astray in darkness, you know, in dalalat, in gumrahi, and so many people are worshipping idols. You know, we do not know where our destiny would have been. We have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to thank for granting us hidayat and granting us this deen of Islam. Radina billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rasulan wa nabiyya. As Idris alayhi salam's admonitions and words of advice were, there are many well-known statements, you know, regarding advice that came from him regarding etiquette and character. They are used as idioms and phrases of expression in many languages. Now, there are 10 enlightening statements of Hazrat Idris alayhi salam. It is beyond man to thank Allah Ta'ala for his countless bounties and favors. We'll never be able to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties and ni'mats. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. Second one, if a person is desirous of erudition in knowledge and good deeds, he must not even go near the causes of ignorance and bad character. Don't you see how when the artisan of any field wants to make something, he will use a tool which brings together and not a tool which breaks and dismantles. Then he said, the good of this world lies in sorrow and its evil in lamenting. You know, a mu'min is always, you know, in fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the azab in the hereafter, and he leads his life, ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. You know, the world is a prison for the believers, and is jannah and paradise for the kafir. We have so many restrictions, you know, but those restrictions eventually are going to bring us great joy and pleasure in the hereafter. And the kuffar are enjoying themselves because this is their paradise. The fourth one, he said, sincerity of intention is a prerequisite for Allah's remembrance and good deeds. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. And then the fifth one, do not take false oaths. Do not make Allah's name, Allahu Akbar, do not make Allah's name the practice ground for all your oaths. Do not encourage liars to take oaths, or else you will also be included in the sin. Now, taking a false oath and then taking the name of Allah with it. Oh no, this was one of his advices as well. Number six, do not choose despicable occupation. Example, you know, cupping or sucking out the blood of a person through a horn, which is the incorrect way, or taking payment for pairing animals, etc. So, according to the Sharia of the time, he said that these things you shouldn't be doing at all. And for us, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken of a specific method of cupping, and cupping has a lot of shifa as well. So this number seven was, obey your rulers who are appointed by the prophets to promulgate the laws of the Sharia. Remain subdued in the presence of your seniors. Keep your tongue moist in the praise of Allah Ta'ala. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu zkurullaha zikran kathira. Let the sweetness of zikr be on our tongues. Number eight was, wisdom is the life of the soul. Number nine, do not be jealous by the prosperity of others, because this happy life of theirs is temporary. Number 10, the person who hankers for more of the essentials of life can never ever be content. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. What great words of advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of practicing and learning from the stories of the Anbiya and their teachings. They were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide humanity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst his true lovers and the lover of his beloved Nabi Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.